This episode contains explicit language. A few months back, the New Jersey State Legislature wanted to designate an official state sandwich. Sounds like fun, right? But a fight broke out over whether it should be pork roll, egg and cheese, or Taylor ham, egg and cheese. Now, the thing is, pork roll and Taylor ham, well, those are two names for the same food. It's a processed meat that looks kind of like a slice of salami. People in New Jersey just can't agree on what to call it. Governor Chris Christie made his position clear. On his radio show, he responded to a question from moderator Eric Scott.
Pork roll, egg and cheese, or Taylor ham?
It's Taylor ham, egg and cheese.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
You say definitively it is Taylor ham.
I may do an executive order on this.
Taylor ham, egg and cheese is
the official breakfast sandwich of the state of New Jersey. And I would say this. It's not just Taylor ham, egg and cheese. It's Taylor ham, egg and cheese on a hard roll.
I say a round roll.
Pork roll or Taylor ham.
The New Jersey State Legislature wants resolution.
I come here for a simple reason. To finally settle this pork roll versus Taylor ham question. I'm just kidding. There's not much that I'm afraid to take on in my final year of office, but I know better than to get in the middle of that debate.
Well, Mr. President, maybe you won't go there, but we will. Because this is more than just a silly debate about what a food should be called. This controversy has its roots in a blood feud that goes back 150 years. And this food, it's not just any old local treat.
You can't come to New Jersey without having a pork roll sandwich.
Oh my God, we're from Jersey. My parents are from Jersey. I think I, as a baby, had it just like I do with my daughters.
Pork roll doesn't get any more Jersey than John Bon Jovi or Bruce Springsteen. It is up at that level.
Today on The Sporkful, we'll talk to a bunch of locals, a pork roll historian, and comedian Chris Gethard to ask, what exactly is this food?
You can't put into words. Daniel Webster did not make enough words.
Why is it so important to the people of New Jersey?
It's just this weird thing that New Jersey has and wants to hold on to, you know, with the jaws of life to keep part of its identity.
And why can't they stop fighting about it?
Those are clearly two of the people in the world who care about Taylor ham most, and they can't get along.
Right.
That's where I grew up.
That's all coming up. Stick around. From WNYC Studios, this is The Sporkful. It's not for foodies, it's for eaters. I'm Dan Pashman. Each week on our show, we obsess about food to learn more about people. Now, the Taylor ham pork roll divide is geographic. So right off the bat, I gotta say, full disclosure, I'm from northern New Jersey. That means I grew up calling it Taylor ham. South Jersey calls it pork roll. But in the interest of peace and togetherness, I'll kind of try to go back and forth in this episode. Pork roll is a meat roll. A whole one looks like a giant salami. A slice is a flat circle. It's hickory smoked and cured with sugar, so it's salty and sweet and smoky and really meaty. I mean, you can really sink your teeth into it. It's usually cooked on a grill or a griddle, so it gets hot and juicy and a little crispy around the edges and the sugar caramelizes, and it is amazing. The iconic way to eat it is on an egg and cheese sandwich. I like it with eggs over mediums, so they're a little runny. But there are other ways to have it. We'll get to that later. Now, there are two famous pork roll brands out there, Taylor and Case. And these guys are like the Montagues and Capulets of New Jersey processed meat. Back in 1856, a New Jersey state senator and businessman named John Taylor started selling Taylor ham around Trenton, the state's capital. A few years later, 1870, a butcher in Trenton named George Washington Case started selling something very similar that he called pork roll.
As they were selling on rival carts or rival stores on Broad Street, there was already a feud.
This is Jenna Peasy, author of the Pork Roll Cookbook and our show's resident pork roll historian.
They have been trying to rival their lineage for many, many, many years now, many generations. Both are still owned by direct descendants of both families. Both are very protective, and no one from Taylor would agree to talk to me for the book at all. And Case didn't let me inside their facilities or anything like that. So they're very, very, very protective of their product and of their legacy.
Jenna says in the early days, Taylor focused on selling more in North Jersey, which is why people there call it Taylor Ham, and Case Pork Roll was sold more in South Jersey, so South Jersey calls it Pork Roll. But these days, both are sold throughout New Jersey, and people actually usually don't know which one they're eating. So the fight isn't even about which brand is better. It's just about the name.
The real feud started in earnest when the Taylor Company was told that it couldn't call its product Taylor Ham anymore.
That was because of the Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906. After that, according to the government, Taylor Ham didn't fit the definition of ham. So Taylor went to court and said, now that we have to change and call our food pork roll, we should be the only ones who can call our food pork roll because we invented it. But
a judge ruled that pork roll could not be copyrighted and they couldn't have the naming rights to pork roll. So everyone can do it. So they decided to call it Taylor Pork Roll.
But it is interesting that the original Taylor versus Case fight was over what to call it.
Yeah.
It's the same fight that we're having today.
But the courts have already ruled on this.
Where are you from, Jenna?
I'm from South Jersey.
So you grew up calling it pork roll?
I did.
Maybe you and I can make our own little peace right here, because I'm from North Jersey, and I grew up calling it Taylor Ham.
Well, you're wrong.
Like Jenna said, both Taylor and Case are known for their secrecy. We reached out to them for interviews. Taylor doesn't even have a website. We finally got a phone number. We left a bunch of messages. None were returned. The Case folks did respond to messages, but even after a lot of back and forth, they would never give us a direct number for anyone there. We'd always have to call a general number, leave a message, and then wait by the phone for a call back. Eventually, after a lot of discussion, they said we could expect a call from their CEO at some point on a Thursday. That whole day, we carried our phones with us, we kept checking for missed calls, but at the end of the day, nothing. Then, after more messages and more calls...
Hi, my name's Tom Gribe, and I'm CEO of Case Pork Roll Company.
And what's your relation to George Washington Case?
I guess he would be my great-great-great-grandfather, 6 generations.
Tom wasn't exactly the Wizard of Pork Oz I'd been expecting. He was more of a teddy bear. I asked him about his relationship with the Taylor folks. I figured Trenton's not that big of a place. They must cross paths.
You know what? I've never met them, but I would never have anything bad to say about them. They make a great product. You know what? They've been in business a little longer than I have, and they do their thing, and we do our thing.
I know there's this sort of ongoing argument in New Jersey about whether the food should be called Taylor Ham or Pork Roll.
Oh, my God. I say to myself, don't they have anything better to do? Our politicians, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even comment on that. I won't even get involved in it.
Right.
I don't like any conflicts.
But like if you're just sort of out in a social situation and someone says, hey, you're the guy who makes Taylor Ham, I love Taylor Ham.
I will correct them. That way I'll correct them. Right. But other than that, hey, call what you want.
Right, right. What is it about this food that makes it so delicious? Like is it an ingredient, a technique?
It's basically a technique. It really is. There is a little science behind making this product. Because that's why you really don't see a lot of people making this, except for really me and my competitor.
And I mean, can you give me some idea of what that technique is that's so crucial?
It's just time. This product takes 3 days to make one batch.
Right.
From start to finish.
Is the smoking the part that takes the longest?
It's actually the whole cure process.
Okay.
Cooking, smoking, curing.
How much pork roll do you eat nowadays at this point in your life?
I actually still eat it 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay. And what's your favorite way to have it?
I like it on a hamburger, and I like it with an omelet with eggs.
Oh, like cut up?
Mixed up in cut up.
Right. What about the New Jersey classic, the egg and cheese with the pork roll?
Oh, yeah. I love that, too.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And what kind of bread do you put it on?
I like it on like a Kaiser roll.
Okay, okay. Because there's some people who say it's supposed to be on a bagel. What do you say to those people?
Oh, yeah, you could do bagel.
Okay. You don't judge them, though?
No, not at all. Hey, as long as you eat it, I'm good.
So we know what Taylor Ham is. We have a sense of the history and the fight over the name. Coming up, comedian Chris Gethard explains why people in New Jersey care so much about it. And a new pork roll feud erupts.
There's a few guys that are in town. They went and got hard hats and they spray painted them like this baby blue color and they put pork roll UN on their... You know, it was really funny.
Yeah, it was funny. Until it wasn't.
You know, his own greed and selfishness is what took it away.
Can the Sporkful unite warring factions and bring peace to the processed meat galaxy? We'll find out. Stick around.
If your summers cooking out on the grill did not include pork roll, you did not grow up in New Jersey. Sometimes you got to warm up with just pork roll and cheese off the grill while the burgers are grilling. But I've never told anyone when they were eating pork roll that they were eating it wrong.
Welcome back to The Sporkful from WNYC Studios. I'm Dan Pashman. All this talk about pork roll has you dying to try it. I have some exciting news for you. I'm going to ship 3 pounds of pork roll to one lucky Sporkful listener. You want to enter to win? Just sign up for our email newsletter and you're in the running. If you're already on the list, you're automatically entered into this and all of our contests. You must be on the list by Friday, November 18th at noon Eastern. To sign up, go to sporkful.com/newsletter or text SPORKNEWS to 69866. Thanks. So, why are people in New Jersey so attached to pork roll? Well, one thing you have to understand about my home state is that most of it is either part of the New York metro area or the Philly metro area. There isn't a whole lot that's distinctly New Jersey. And one guy who gets that is Chris Gethard. He's a comic and actor. He hosts the Chris Gethard Show and the podcast Beautiful Stories from Anonymous People. He's born and raised in West Orange, New Jersey. He went to Rutgers University in New Jersey. But you want to know what really takes Chris's Jersey cred to the next level?
I worked for about 4 years full-time at a magazine called Weird New Jersey, which is a pretty beloved piece of New Jersey culture. It's a magazine that comes out twice a year, and it just covers all different, like, local legends, strange people.
So you grew up calling it Taylor Ham.
Oh, I get, yes, absolutely. And I just did a show, two nights ago, I did a stand-up show in Asbury Park. And I said to them outright, I was like, just so everybody knows, I'm from West Orange and it's called Taylor Ham and we all know it. And I was booed out of the room. So I learned that the Jersey Shore are pork roll people.
Right.
But I'll never be a pork roll person.
Yeah.
And I get it. I understand pork roll is the product and Taylor Ham is the brand name. But it's like you call a Kleenex, nobody gets mad at you for not calling it a tissue. It's because Kleenex stomped the competition and laid claim to it.
Right.
It's Taylor Ham.
Why do you think this food is so important to people in New Jersey?
Well, I think it's one of the only things in New Jersey that's ours. You know, like, it's ours. You go to diners just across the river in New York, and they don't have Taylor Ham. You go into Philly, and they don't have Taylor Ham. You know what I mean? You cross the border, they don't have it. It's made in Jersey. A lot of it comes from Trenton area. It's made there, it's served there, and it's kind of been embraced there. And I think, there's a lot of foods from different parts of the country that you can only get in those parts of the country. But Jersey people, I think, are fiercely prideful about the things that are theirs.
Do you have a specific memories or experiences from growing up that relate to Taylor Ham?
I have a few. First of all, late nights, high school, diners, Taylor Ham, egg and cheese, fries with gravy. That was my order. I ordered that for years until I realized it was probably killing me, and then you clean up your act a little bit. But I have a couple other things. One, I had an aunt who lived in Montana, and she left Jersey when she was 18 years old. She lived all over Texas, California, eventually Montana. This woman had a pretty hard life. Bounced around, never had money. And she's someone who would call my mom and say, can you ship me some Taylor Ham? That's not just, I want to eat this thing. I remember where I came from. And the thing that gives me that is biting into this weird meat.
Mm-hmm. Like Chris said, the pork roll epicenter is in Trenton. Taylor and Case are both still based there. And you may think of Trenton as a small northeastern city, but it actually has more in common with the Rust Belt. It's where the Roebling Company made the steel ropes that hold up the Golden Gate Bridge. There's a famous sign there that says, "Trenton makes, the world takes." But that's not so true anymore.
Pork roll's one of the last things that the city of Trenton makes.
This is T.C. Nelson. He's born and raised in Trenton. He owns a bar and restaurant there called Trenton Social.
So there is a certain pride and a certain history. Like, you know, we've lost a lot of the things that used to be made here. So if we could hold on to a few things, and especially if they're dear to us, why not celebrate it?
Yes, celebrate it. Which brings us to Scott Miller. He owns a production company in Trenton. He's lived in the area for 25 years, but he's from Pennsylvania, so he didn't grow up eating pork roll. First time he tried it, he didn't even like it. But one day, when a friend was frying some up, everything changed.
As soon as the smoke came into the air, I said, "Hey, that smells really good. It smells a lot like bacon. You know, give me a piece of that." And I ate it, and I realized, wow, I've been missing out. Pork roll is a seriously good treat. And I kind of fell in love with it right then and there. And now I'm obsessed with it.
After seeing what a big deal pork roll is in Trenton, Scott had an idea. A pork roll festival. The event was set for Memorial Day weekend 2014. Here again is Jenna Peasy, author of the Pork Roll Cookbook.
People were really excited, you know, leading up to it. It was something that had never been done before. The whole community came together in support of hosting this event that really shined a good light on Trenton, you know, a city that has some crime troubles and some, you know, corruption issues and some bad things that had happened.
Scott worked on the event with T.C. Nelson, who we heard from earlier. The event was held at T.C.'s restaurant, Trenton Social. And the turnout? Well, here's T.C.
It was like waking a sleeping giant. People started waiting out in line before the gate opened, and I was just like, there's people waiting, it's like they're waiting outside for a concert. You know, we were expecting over 1,000 people, and I think 4,000 people came through the doors.
It was a great success, and then the second year, they got ready to make it bigger and better and have everything be awesome, and then they just split. You know, one guy was like, "I don't like your ideas." And the other guy was like, "Well, okay, I'm going to keep going with it."
I talked to TC and Scott about the dispute. We're not going to get into all the details, but basically, they agree that the initial kernel of an idea came from Scott. Scott says from there, it was all him. He just rented TC's bar. TC says they planned this thing together. They both did a lot to make it a success. It's really both of theirs. Months after the festival, when the two finally met in person to try to hash things out, Scott brought a lawyer. And things went downhill from there. I asked Scott where things stand now. So you feel like there's no solution to the dispute?
Yeah, I can't comment on it.
You feel like you've tried your hardest to okay.
It's a legal matter. I can't comment on it.
And here's TC.
My opinion is that, you know, his own greed and his, you know, selfishness is what took it away.
So for the 2 years since that first festival, there have been two festivals on the same day. TC's Trenton Pork Roll Festival and Scott's original annual Pork Roll Festival. Both are in Trenton, just a half mile apart. Both have a pork roll recipe contest. Both have pork roll egg and cheese sandwiches, plus dishes like pork roll sushi burritos, pork roll donuts, Korean pork belly with pork roll, even pork roll cocktails. The only difference seems to be that TC's festival has more drinking because it's at his bar. Scott's is more family-friendly because it's in a park. Some people go to one or the other. Some go to both. Scott and TC each say they get thousands of people, and they're doing it again next year. Here's Jenna Peasy.
I think people were really angry that, you know, they felt like another good thing in Trenton had gone wrong. You know, why can't we just lift each other up and help each other out for something that could be really great for our economy and help us out and change our image? Why can't we work together?
But not everyone sees it that way. I told Chris Gethard about the dueling festivals.
It's awesome because that's two dudes trying to win. It's like a very New Jersey thing to me because it's like you guys made a festival about a food product that almost no one cares about. 49 of the 50 states don't care. Even a lot of people here are not going to eat it because it's the unhealthiest thing in the world. And you've somehow managed to fracture that and splinter that and be mad about it. And you're attacking. Those are clearly two of the people in the world who care about Taylor Ham most, and they can't get along.
Right.
That's where I grew up.
Maybe Chris is onto something. I mean, after all, the Trenton area has a history of food feuds. It's also known for tomato pie, which is basically a tomato-centric pizza. But there are two DiLorenzo's tomato pie places, started by a pair of brothers that have had this decades-long rivalry. So at one of the pork roll festivals, a Trentonian named Joe had this to say.
The rivalry is awesome. I love it. I think it's the best thing to hit Trenton. I think the battling pork roll festivals is the new DiLorenzo's versus DiLorenzo's, the new Geno's versus Pat's. Ric Flair versus Roddy Piper. It's awesome.
Yeah, Geno's versus Pat's, that's the classic Philly cheesesteak rivalry. Ric Flair and Roddy Piper, they're famous pro wrestlers who had a classic rivalry. So maybe the dueling festivals are meant to be like that. But let's get back to the big question. Pork roll versus Taylor Ham. Is there any hope for peace? At what point do we get tired of fighting? Even the Montagues and the Capulets made up. Even Ric Flair and Roddy Piper reconciled. Remember, after they retired, when they went on Celebrity Wife Swap together?
Why? What are you worried about?
I'm worried about you, because you're rolling out.
What does that mean?
Same thing I was doing. You need to slow down just a little bit, just to catch your breath. And I love you. And I'm a little scared for you.
If Roddy Piper can tell Ric Flair he loves him, can't the Pork Roll and Taylor Ham people do the same? I asked Chris Gethard for help.
So much of what people gravitate towards about you is that you are a person who brings people together. Like you have a real grassroots following as a comedian. You could step into this controversy and you could bring people together, Chris.
Wow. You're saying I could be someone who might step up and say, we need to find a middle ground where we can all be happy.
That's right.
I could do that. Or I could follow my heart and say, to hell with that South Jersey bullshit. It's Taylor Ham forever. It's Taylor Ham forever. That's what it is. You'll never hear the words pork roll come out of my mouth. Never. I'm disgusted I have to say them here and now. It's Taylor Ham. And if they want to make it pork roll, egg, and cheese in the state constitution, I think North Jersey should secede. We'll take all the industry with us, and South Jersey can keep all the farming. It's Taylor Ham. Don't take away my childhood.
Before we sign off, an update from the New Jersey State Legislature. We checked in with Assemblyman Tim Eustace, who introduced both the Taylor Ham and Pork Roll bills. Even though he's from Taylor Ham country, which I think is very gracious, if you ask me, as of this taping, both bills are still awaiting committee hearings. He does expect there'll be a grand compromise. But Eustace says this is not just a political stunt. He says small businesses in his district have seen a bump in Taylor Ham sales in response to this controversy. My thanks to comedian Chris Gethard. His one-man show is currently running off-Broadway. It's called Career Suicide. He's also the host of The Chris Gethard Show and the podcast Beautiful Stories from Anonymous People. Thanks as well to Jenna Peasy, author of the Pork Roll Cookbook, which includes recipes for spaghetti a la carbonara with pork roll, roasted sweet potatoes and pork roll, and pork roll jambalaya, among others. If you want some pork roll shipped to you, you can Google it. There are places that will send it around the country. But even better, sign up for our email newsletter. That way you'll be entered to win a shipment of 3 pounds of pork roll delivered right to your door, courtesy of The Sporkful. Sign up today at sporkful.com/newsletter or text SPORKNEWS to 69866. This show is a production of WNYC Studios and The Sporkful. It's produced by Ann Sani, Shoshana Gold, and me. Editing help from Dan Charles. Engineering help from Chase Culpin. Additional reporting for this episode by insert name here. Special thanks to Paula Schumann. Until next time, I'm Dan Pashman.
And I'm Brittany from Rahway, New Jersey.
I'm Rachel from Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
And this is Sasha
and Zoe Moore from Booton, New Jersey, reminding you to eat more, eat better, and eat more better.